Ziggy, the wine gal's in the house. It is Wine Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning. It is Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Very excited for this Wine Wednesday today. It's going to be a great day today, and a big thanks to our sponsors, Oliver's Markets, with four fabulous locations. There really is nobody else that supports local like Oliver's Markets, and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits is a sponsor. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, today's Wine Wednesday is going to allow you to take a little sojourn to the city, my city by the bay where I grew up, to inspire, spark desire for a trip to San Francisco. And this is going to be first of shows in a series of shows all about the city and the Presidio, a little bit of history, lots of wine, lots of spirited cocktails, and some fun facts. Like this fun fact, I actually grew up in Fort Mason back when it was a military base. So if you've cruised through San Francisco and you've driven by Fort Mason, it's right on the water there. There's, of course, a lot of wine events that take place there, right in some of those old piers in right on the bay. But it was kind of like a small community inside a larger community, San Francisco. We had a teen and a youth hall. We had a church. We had a fabulous officers club where you could often see my dad hanging out for happy hour. Imagine where I get it. But the officers club had unparalleled views of the bay, Alcatraz, and the Golden Gate Bridge. Now enter the Presidio, a much larger, more historical base with shopping. That's where we went to do all of our grocery shopping, as a matter of fact. They had a movie theater, a bowling alley, they had a golf course, and of course, another officers club. Naturally, not nearly as cool as my club in Fort Mason because of those views, but I digress. There was a small school bus. This is another little memory of mine, a small school bus that went from Fort Mason to the Presidio to drop, pick us all up and then drop us off at our respective schools in the city. And, you know, it was kind of fun and playful and meaningful memories. And it was kind of like a life within the bigger life of San Francisco, living on a military base. And anyway, my dad loved to entertain. Again, apple does not fall far from the tree. And he was really, really in love also with wine. Not fancy wine. It didn't have to be fancy, but it was definitely part of our everyday life. And as kids, once we were, you know, old enough and could sit at the table, he served wine to all of us at the table. Now, of course, he added some water to it. But we also took day trips to wine country. And, you know, my dad literally soaked all of the labels off of every one of his wine bottles, hundreds and hundreds of them over the years. And I have saved all of those labels in a little tin. And I'm trying to figure out what creative project I can do with those because Pops passed away in 1984. So it's these little treasures that I keep. Anyway, fade out, fade in. Fort Mason and the Presidio are now important military-free landmarks in our city by the bay, and they're run by the National Park Service. And, you know, I was really curious recently to see, you know, what it looks like now, you know, thinking back to these memories that I had as a kid. And I've heard so many things through the media about all these changes that have been happening at the Presidio. And so I went and cruised into the city recently and, you know, went on base, as it were, and wanted to check out all of these happening things. And I have to tell you, it's alive. It's so alive. It's happening. There's so many amazing things happening. And I'm just encouraging you to, you know, make a little sojourn into the city. When I was growing up, there was Letterman Hospital, and that's where all of us kids went, you know, for dentist and doctor appointments and that kind of things. Now that's actually reimagined and transformed into the Lucasfilm Digital Arts Center, which is really cool. You must see it. It was kind of weird, you know, driving by there, remembering all these visits as a kid to the doctor, and I look over and it's now Lucasfilm Digital Arts Center. But anyway, the Presidio also has some amazing amazing picnic areas. It's great for day tripping for sure. They have Baker Beach, of course. They still have golf, and there's still some stunning scenic overlooks. So no matter where you drive in the Presidio, there's really something for everybody. Lots of family fun can be had there, or adventures for one. So whether you're with the family or adventures for one, you can stay and play. So, of course, I have to get to the wine part, and I have to get to the cocktail part, and I have to get to the food part, and it's all happening inside the Presidio. I went to this really incredible place called Delita, and this restaurant, I'm telling you, I had the time of my life. French Laundry, forget about it. I'm telling you right now, go to Delita. It's not fancy pants. It's perfect. It's like Mediterranean-influenced menu, and I had wines all in one night, I kid you not, from Turkey, France, Iran. The winemaker is in exile in Iran making wine. I mean, and it's on the label. It's very cool. I had wines from Serbia and so many more countries. They had cocktails that were out of this world. Food so extraordinary, it takes your palate to many countries in one night. Without a passport. The hospitality was so genuine. Everybody at the restaurant was so happy to be there. And it just reminded me of like back in the day when you would go out to eat and it was like this incredible experience. And everybody that was working there was happy and the food was good. And I think we should just learn together about all these wines that were served to me. Let's learn about wines from Turkey. Let's learn about what's happening with wines in Iran and Serbia. I mean, how cool is that? And why I wanted to do a, you know, kind of a series of shows about the Presidio and what's going on there is because it's so easy to get to and there's so much going on. So instead of hopping on a plane, dealing with airports and all that situation, you can take a short sojourn into the city. Now, I took the SMART train to the ferry, which was so easy. And then they actually have a shuttle in downtown in the financial district in San Francisco that's free that takes you to the Presidio. So, I mean, how cool is that? I did a lot of sleuthing out to figure out ways that I can get into the Presidio with actually not having to drive into the Presidio, which is so easy because it's just right over the Golden Gate Bridge. But I posted a picture on social media of my view from my room because I stayed at the lodge of the Presidio, which that's a whole other show. I mean, that place was unbelievable. Open up the windows in my room and it was like I could touch the Golden Gate Bridge. It was so, so cool. Just incredible, incredible happy hour at this lodge at the Presidio with wines and cheeses and everything. I mean, who's in? Who doesn't want to experience this? So I was just really inspired to talk about the Presidio and why I went there, just curious after growing up in San Francisco and all those many years ago, so many memories, and now to see everything that's transformed. I mean, they have the Tunnel Top, which is full of treasures, picnic areas, food vendors, lots of nature hikes, unparalleled views. I mean, I was thinking, what wine could I possibly pair with this entire experience and going down memory lane and looking at all of this transformation that's happened in the Presidio? And we will talk more about it. We absolutely will. I'm going to do a series, like I mentioned, of Wine Wednesdays. And I hope this little sojourn to San Francisco's Presidio and a little bit of the Fort Mason where I grew up has inspired you to get up and get out. And thinking about what wine could I pair with all this? Well, Iron Horse Vineyards, located in the Green Valley of Russian River Valley, right here in Sonoma County, where rustic meets elegance, has the perfect wine for my wine of the week. It's called Reflection. 2020 vintage is their current release of Iron Horse Vineyards Reflection Blanc de Blancs. It's captivating, alluring, scintillating, exciting, distinctive, complex, and opulent. All the things about San Francisco are also in this bottle. I mean, think about it. I got hints of Meyer lemon curd, croissant, brioche, a little spice, hint of hazelnut, like a young hazelnut. Absolutely delicious. And it's called Reflection. This Blanc de Blanc is beautiful. Go to ironhorsevineyards.com if you would like to acquire some of this deliciousness. And get up and get out and venture to adventure to the Presidio in San Francisco. To be continued. Thank you for tuning into Wine Wednesday. Have a fabulous wine-soaked morning. Cheers.